Hare Krishna. So this song and this melody, this tune, was sung by Srila Prabhupada only one time in Atlanta, Georgia, where they have very beautiful Gaur Nityananda deities. And Srila Prabhupada taught this song sitting on his Vyasasan to a host of Sankirtan devotees from all over America who were, they converged in Atlanta because they knew Prabhupada was going to be there. And line by line, he taught the devotees to sing this song. So it's a very beautiful song by Lochandas Thakur. Parama Karuna Pahu Dijana Nitai Gaura Chandra. These two lords, Nitai and Gaura Chandra, they are the essence of all incarnations. They are supremely merciful. And the method of their madness in distributing the love of God was chanting Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every day he would go out and chant with his devotees. And it was his desire that this chanting be taken from here, Mayapur, to all over the world. And that was accomplished by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada taught, at least let me try. His Guru Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted this to be done. And Prabhupada taught, no one is doing it, so at least let me try. And as we say, the rest is history. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He is giving love of Godhead. Prema Sankirtan. That is his Sankirtan. That is the special feature of this Sankirtan. Golokera Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan. It is coming from another place. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that people don't even know who is Krishna or what is Krishna. And still he is giving them love of Krishna. Therefore, when Rupa Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he composed the most beautiful shloka. If you know it, sing with me. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaura Tise Namaha. So he is approved as the most munificent, magnanimous incarnation. So let's continue chanting Hare Krishna.